from street scenes of urban and suburban landscape of 1930s to pop art imagery of popular vintage toys, human portraits and animals. You may think it's about photography, but actually it's about real paintings.
In hanging that in the gallery there where you guys are on 57th Street, there I took photographs when it was sunny, when it was rainy, and I put it all together. And that's painting over there. And as you can see on the left side, it's all sunny. It's sort of expansive. And the right side is kind of wet, and it's sort of interior and colder. And so I combine photographs of many different times and seasons.
That's Robert Nefson, and his paintings have been recognized and exhibited worldwide. In the Oklahoma City Museum of Art, he tried to explain the roots of the movement and emphasize its crucial value.
My process is really very conventional and traditional. It's basically paints and brushes. And the biggest misconception is that I take one photograph and just copy it or render it. And while that's part of it, the real fun is really like putting this thing together from hundreds of photographs.
Photorealism is an American art movement that began in the 1960s. The phrase was coined by New York City gallery owner Louis K. Mizell to describe a group of artists who favored the new type of expression. Artists such as Robert Nefson, Tom Blackwell, and Charles Bell attempt to reproduce what the camera recorded. The Oklahoma City Museum of Art associate curator Jennifer Claus says the painter used 35mm camera to capture the image, then transferred it into a work surface so the viewer would understand it as an objective, identifiable art.
This painting is by Peter Mayer, called Chick, and that is in a sense exactly what we're looking at. We're looking at a baby chick that is painted on black aluminum panel. What you also see is the fact that he has used a very special paint created by DuPont. Peter Mayer worked for General Motors and designed automobiles, so he was familiar with industrial materials and also the smooth surface of cars and the way paint is applied to cars in very thin layers and for it to appear very smooth. Now, if you do get close, you can decipher some small brushstroke that you can see with the human eye, but some of these are so detailed that they truly do appear as a photograph.
The combination of vehicles, urban landscape, and the almost photographic quality of the paintings perfectly portrays everyday environment, but captured with the skill and emotion required for the fine art.
Well, I love this exhibition. It's another city scene, but it's like Times Square in the 1930s or so, 1920s. Nighttime scenes in the city, just very electric, electrifying, and it kind of reminds me of the new King Kong movie. I love looking at all the signs, looking at the cars, looking at the lights. It's just a very great city scene.
Photorealism is often criticized for its similarity of the actual photograph. Jennifer Claus says some modern critics of the movement thinks this type of art now seem incomprehensible in our digital world.
They just happen to be using photography to help them capture the detail, and sometimes detail that the human eye cannot even decipher. So what you'll see in some of the paintings here in the exhibition, they are so detailed, almost hyper-real, that you think the whole image is under a magnifying glass.
For artists like Robert Nefson, the paintings and their brushes are love of their life.
The rendering is not the biggest thing, which is what most people think. So, like Chandra said, everybody does something different. Some people use airbrush. I never do that because I really like, you know, just the gesture of moving my hand around and touching the painting. I think it keeps it very much alive.
The exhibition Photorealism Revisited features painting by 38 artists and remains on display until April 21st. For Simon Radio, I am Anna Noshpal.